him up at the show. He said, would you guys be part of my band? And Frank plays as the last act. And at Ramen, that could mean anywhere from midnight to 1 a.m. that you start. And so they all said yes. And then after their set, they just ran out the door. And so Frank hasn't let them hear the end.
Run out the door.
Run out the door. Well, you did say goodbye.
I think. We did say goodbye. It was, you know, the band, the guys. You know,
S. A.S. As did. As did my W whole band.
Yeah.
Well, that was the night that everybody in his band left before.
Oh, that was it.
Before his
set. You were left there by yourself?
Well, and the band before us was Extreme Elvis.
Oh.
And so, and we realized we're next and there's no band. So in the middle of Extreme Elvis's set, Frank said, can I have your band? He interrupted their set to say, can I have your band? So they did. So we had a band.
I think you interrupted our set and gave me a cookie.
Oh, that's right.
You have a cookie. Okay.
For I K I K E E I keep T. What's that? Oh, I kept. C. A. L. Calling. U. L. O. S.
Uh-huh, here it goes.
Losers.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Thank you. So now I'm here. I'm here to prove that we are losers. But. That's what this is all about. See, this is a setup. This is a setup. It's all coming from here.
A. L A M. Lame. T. A. M. Tame.
Tame.
Lame and tame. L. O. Losers.
All right.
Get out of here.
You want to fight?
How is that? get your little fist out.
That's it.
You were psychic when you showed up with your fist.
Frank Moore.
Frank Moore interview.
Frank Moore, I'm challenging. That's pretty mean for a pacifist, huh? Yeah.
You like them, huh? Yeah. They come in handy.
You can bring them to Berkeley. You can bring them to UC Berkeley.
Bring them to UC Berkeley for the next
So what do I do? So I come on your show.
And?
Okay, I come on your show. You feed me root beer. Like, it's going to be really nice.
We're
you
friendly
know?
And
You
and
welcome
warm
my
and
girlfriend.
Yes.
Bring the, and you insult me.
Once the camera goes on, what happens?
Yeah, yeah. Boom, right out the gate. Three. And I got three adjectives. Loser, lame, and tame. What do I do? Where do I go from there, huh? You want to come? How about, okay. On October 19th, what are you doing, Frank? On October 19th, would you like to be my, let's see, what do you want to be?
Drummer?
Yeah, you want to be my drummer in my band and we won't be there? Come on.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Yeah, I know he would be.
You
that's the problem. I can't fight.
Asked.
I know he would be.
I know.
Yeah. That's why I say Frank Moore always wins. That was my quote, East Bay Express. I didn't even print it. Frank Moore always wins. No, I didn't say that. But
did you get any quotes in that article?
No.
Oh, no.
But they stole my Chewbacca reference. They stole my Chewbacca reference.
And they didn't even give you
credit?
Didn't
even get any credit. Yep, it flourished his article with pop culture references. And I got nothing out of the deal. Nothing. Nothing.
And A?
Will.
N, that's Will Harper we're talking about.
Will
and,
Harper.
Oh, Annie. Yeah. Annie said that, you know, her quote was pretty lame.
Oh,
Annie
Sprinkled. Oh, Annie Sprinkled, yeah.
And when we read it, we said, oh.
Yeah.
And she read it, and she sent Frank an email and said, Frank, all of my quotes were really good.
Yeah.
You picked the worst quote to put in.
Yeah, I emailed my quotes because I knew how they are. I said, I don't want to talk anymore. I'm going to email them. Really, and then he didn't use it.
Ooh.
I said, you are termite in the foundation. of something of whatever. So something you can't get rid of, you just have to accept. It's part of the woodwork. You're part of the woodwork, and it's better for it.
Oh,
at the end, I give you a backhanded compliment.
Well, you should send Frank those quotes because we'll put up a shadow article of the quotes that didn't make the article.
Hopefully, I have them. Yeah. Still in the system, and I'll send them over. Yeah. I did three or four of them.
IV. Well, Frank videotaped the interview.
Yeah,
did
I
you
know.
Hear about
just to
that?
Be careful. Just to
it's
be sure.
It's played on BTV.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's already played. Yeah.
He videotaped the interview of them interviewing him. Just what? To be sure. Right?
This is what the East Bay Express, when he asked if he could interview Frank, said only if I can videotape it so that if it's a bad article, I have on tape what I really said.
Yeah,
and then
right.
he played the interview on his cable access program already.
Yeah.
So people could watch it.
You could see what behind the scenes, what really goes on.
I-R-A-R-A-N. Oh yeah, what luck. The not this last March, but the March before that, the January March, we were in San Francisco at the anti-war march, and we're walking along, you know, what was it, like 200,000 people, right? And this guy who was walking along next to us, Frank spotted him looking at his board, so he had me tell him, point out the website. So I said, oh, Frank wants me to show you his website, you could check it out. And the guy said, oh, I'm very familiar with Frank's website. And we're, right away, oh, wow, really? You know,
he said,
yeah, well, I'm a friend of Will Harper's. Uh-huh. And this was before the article came out, right we're in the middle of it.
Yeah.
Oh, He says, well, actually, I'm his boss.
Oh.
The editor.
Was it Buell?
Yeah.
It was Stephen Buell. Yeah. I know that guy. I know that guy.
What luck,
you know?
Yeah. So Frank
said. He was in the march, huh?
Yeah, wow. Right next to us. So Frank said, you know, I'm really working hard to get myself a decent article out of Will Harper. And he said, I'll make sure you get a good article, Frank. And then Frank told him about the fact that we had videotaped it, which he didn't know.
Oh, he didn't know that.
And that we were going to be showing it on BTV. So he actually asked for the date.
Yeah, because he wanted to watch it. Yeah.
And then we get an email from Will the next day going, he said, well, Frank, I hear you ran into my boss, and now he's organizing a party for everybody.
They're all
going to
watch. Wow. Wow.
So what luck is that?
Did they watch it? They all watch it?
Didn't hear anything back. We also got another request from the art director for the date and the time.
From Mark Gartland.
Yes. So there was interest. Name dropper.
Yeah. No, how do you know? Mark Gartland.
Maybe you'll get another cover.
Maybe. Well, these are all the people I always call to ask for my checks.
Right.
So I know them.
These are the people he calls to ask for his check. Yeah. Hey, speaking of checks, right? They did not. They didn't pay Frank yet. Annie donated her cover fee for her photograph to Frank.
Yeah, what was her cover fee?
They you paid for the cover.
I have to ask her because, they don't pay me very much for the cover.
Well, do you know how much it was? $200.
Really?
Okay. Is that how much you got paid?
A little bit more, but not much. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. It's all on tape.
Oh, shit.
And you know we play these tapes everywhere.
I know you do. I know you do. And it's streamed. You know, I get emails from people. I saw you on Frank Moore's tape. A thing. I'm like, when was that? 1999. I've been on a show twice before.
It's is like, that all? I thought you were on three times.
Maybe three.
Because I think you were on twice by yourself and then once with
Burke. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
So this is your fourth time on this show.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I think I've been in this state, this area, for 4 years. So it's like once a year. Wow. You get to watch my double chin
form. slowly. And now you'll be on BTV.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, this will air on BTV.
Oh, man. You know, I was once on BTV for something else. For a show we did, and it was with my neighbor, and I did this thing called My Neighbors Are Having Sex Downstairs in the show, right? Next thing I know, like a couple days later, they aired it on BTV. I'm just go and I see my neighbor, say hello, right? And the neighbor goes, oh, I saw you on TV. And I'm like, he goes, you did this thing when my neighbors were having sex downstairs. Was that for me? And I said, oh, no. He wrote that a long time ago, you know? So that's
it. Yeah. Was for him, right?
Yeah. So, you know, if he's watching it now, it was for him. But you know what? That's all right. Yeah. It's apartment living.
That's right.
He's a cool guy.
Yeah.
Oops.
And will you be in my terrorism action?
Oh, sure. No, I don't even know what that is.
Sure,
what are you
right?
trying to do? No, I design kids' toys. What are you doing? You get me into trouble? Yeah. Will you rape my dead friend? Oh, Ouija man, it's not going to happen. I don't know what it is. You'll have to send me it, and then we'll have to show it to my lawyer first. You know, it's 3 years. I'm not the same attaboy. Come on. I got media consultants. It's over.
They are not that G. Oh, they're not that good. Oh, they're media not. Consultant.
Oh, yeah.
They're
yeah.
not doing that
yeah,
good
well, look
of
at
a
this
job.
Gig. Look
right.
at this gig. Yeah. Yeah. I'll donate my money to Andy Sprinkle. The root beer.
Who is on the C O cover? Who is on the cover of the East Bank?
Oh,
Frank,
yeah.
You or Frank? Frank without media consultants.
You're right. You're right. Yeah, I just draw the covers. You know.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah, you win.
All right. So your cultural terrorism action, is this at the
World Ground Cafe?
Okay. World Ground Cafe. It's a cafe in East Oakland that does a poetry series. Uh-huh. And Frank was booked months and months ago.
Oh, that's right. I know that story.
Okay,
yes.
Right. So the plan is to go en masse at a reading in March and have a bunch of people sign up for the open mic, which, you know, you're supposed to anyway, so to do that. But everybody will read one of Frank's poems that were supposed to have been read at the thing. Yes.
They canceled it after the article.
After the article. They canceled after. And
you cannot mess with Frank Moore.
That's right.
What's going on?
That's
you can't
right.
do anything.
They. That's right. Yeah.
Man.
Did not L. Did not K. Did not know that. They didn't know
oh,
that.
They didn't
ahead.
Know that.
They're finding out.
Punk. Where's Punk? Punk.
Who, what? What was? Even? M-O? What was even more? G? Gross. P-O? The poets. The other poets were even more gross because, you know, they stand up against censorship abstractly.
Mm-hmm.
But then
yes.
in a situation where there's actual censorship going on, they all cowered in the back of the cafe and pretended this wasn't going on. Yeah. And actually said they thought it was censorship and that this was wrong.
They did say it was
they
wrong.
They did say the one guy that we know said and went to the host and said, it's not right what you're doing. And was in his mind, he was mediating for Frank. But once she wouldn't go for it, he backed off and cowered in the back. And when Frank went back to confront them and said, because we went out to the sidewalk, Doreen, why aren't you out there? They were all kind of like this. And the cop came and let Frank have the conversation with them. He stood there and let Frank talk to them. And then when Frank was kind of finished, the cop said to the poets, are they with you, meaning Frank and I? And they went, you're like Peter did. Who's Peter?
It is a Last Supper reference?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, good.
Yeah.
And
a Last Supper reference. Yeah. Who would be the guy in the center? No, I know what you mean.
and they all go, the poets all go, oh, no, they're not with us, they're not with us, like that.
What's that? I don't know what the...
Oh, my God, that was much grosser. The fingers. That was much grosser than the host canceling.
Yeah.
The over a H hour, over an hour, they sat in the cafe while we read on the sidewalk. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We did the whole reading on the sidewalk with the cop's blessing.
I don't know who they are, but they probably just, you know, a lot of people come to read their own things, you know.
Well, I mean, nobody wants to really stick their neck out. They don't want to alienate themselves from somebody who hosts a poetry reading, even though they think what she's doing isn't right.
Yeah.
Which was the whole point. That's what Frank says in the very poem that they cheer for when he reads it at other readings, where he says, I don't go after the Hitlers or the McCarthys. I go after the nice people who sat there while the trains went filled with the Jews. Yeah. And they all go, Frank, when he reads that poem. And then when it's happening, it's like it's all of a sudden like they don't notice, that they're doing what they say is not good. Like, I can you and understand the H-I-H-O, the host was canceling. Right. Well, the thing is, I think she ran the risk of losing her gig.
Yeah.
What happened, I think, where the owner saw the article and they told her that she had to get Frank to write down what he was going to do. Right. So you can understand that.
Yeah.
It don't make it right, but you can understand it. Yeah. But the poets, they didn't really have that much to lose, but I think in their mind they thought they did.
So what you're doing, though, on Saturday, or whenever, you're all going down there?
It's a Tuesday night.
Uh-huh.
It's in March. I think it's March 4th, maybe, or something. Yeah. So she doesn't know about this, of course. We'll just all go down everybody will just sign up for the open mic.
Yeah.
And you would read one of Frank's poems.
Well, I would do it. I have band practice every Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
I do. Uh-huh. I do. I swear to God. But I'd be there in spirit, I promise.
B-R, bring the band.
Bring the band, I know. See.
W.
Why do I feel like that guy in that Frank Moore movie? Right? The little guy likes guns. What is his name?
Well, F.
Charlton Heston. Charlton Heston.
L. Folks. Well, folks. C. A. Call. Call this L. Oh, loser.
S-E-R. Well, what else can I do? Because I can't.
To prove his worth.
Yeah. I can't blow practice like that. We only get it once a week. So, not like this isn't special, but. But let me think. I'll come up with some attaboy way to do it, all right? I'll talk about myself in the third person and do it, all right? Okay?
All right. Is, yes. Yes.
All right. Yeah. Deal.
S. So. What? Why? How? How am A. How many? B. L. O. C. Blocks. How many blocks do you L live from? Oh, from Attaboy? How many blocks away do you live?
Five, six?
Yeah, at the most. Yeah, just down the block.
Yeah. We live 1 minute away from each other.
Yeah, yeah. We're in like a 10-year thing.
Hey. What, move a
yeah.
half a block?
Yeah, she moved about from 7 blocks to 6 blocks about, what was that? Two months ago?
Yes. I know.
Yeah, you know? How do you know?
You. S. You said.
Oh, I did?
You told us.
Oh, okay.
She. K.
Oh, when I came here last time, right. Yes,
keeps.
Yes.
She keeps Al moving closer.
Yeah, yeah. That's right, when I was here last time. When we were conspiring against will, the will of the people. No.
S. So. Five blocks. No, so 5 more years.
Yeah.
You'll live in the same house.
We'll be next door to each other.
You'll be next door. Yeah. 5 years.
I'll
be
in the garage.
Door.
Yeah, it'll take 6 before you can live downstairs or upstairs. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. We're working on it.
A. L. O. Long. Term relationship.
Yeah. That it is. Pretty long. Yeah, it's like a trip to Mars.
Like a trip to Mars.
I don't know what that means, but very long. How you doing? Trouble.
Trouble. How you doing? He's changing the subject. Uh-huh.
So.
Does he always talk like this?
Likewise. Harry's
like
talks.
Like with the voice, you mean, or the content, or both? Both. His voice and the content. Is that is this pretty normal?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if that's good or not.
Like an announcer, yeah.
What?
You talk like an announcer.
I do?
Sometimes.
Really?
Really?
No way.
She said he talks like an announcer.
Well, it's the headset. I test, hello. Frank Moore.
You project.
I project.
That would be another
way
of putting it. You project. Yeah.
Yes, I do. I project things on the wall.
Yeah. Projectile.
To serve and project. That's me. I'm here.
Mm. Will? Will you? R. Reed. Any. F. I. F. O. R. Forbidden. Words.
Now?
You mean
yeah.
now? Or
let me
or
think. I didn't. I brought our boy that prop there. And we could do that piece I referenced before.
Wait,
we'll do
what
it again.
Did you say on what? On the S show? On this show?
Yeah,
if
you want.
They do. They are. F. O. R. Forbidden.
Forbidden.
Words.
Oh, forbidden words.
I think. There are 30 forbidden words.
Oh, you mean on the program? Or I don't know. No, what do
30 forbidden words? What in this poem or in the in existence?
Oh, in
you think in existence there are 30 words that
the
are forbidden
George
words.
George Carlin thing. Things
when,
you can't say on TV.
Yes. When you S A say one of them, when you say one of them, A B I B I R, a bird drops down. Oh, like in the old television show, the Groucho Marx television show, the bird
uh-huh.
that drops
oh,
out
yeah.
of the ceiling. Okay, so if you say a forbidden word, a bird drops out of the ceiling.
Okay. And an angel gets his wings.
And you get
thrown off the air.
K N I knifed. Oh my god. Oh my god.
I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on here in the Frank Moore Show.
L A last week A P I P O a poet S A said V A M vampire. Oh, was that Tom? Oh, and he said vampire. Oh, you told him it was a forbidden word because he said it in one of his poems. He read one of his poems and the word vampire was in it, and Frank started screaming that that was a forbidden word.
A forbidden word.
Yeah. Yeah. I.
What?
C. I was. V. I was very. U. Upset. He. W. E. He went. A, away. He went A-R, around. T, telling everyone after the show that Frank was very upset with him for saying a forbidden word that he didn't know was a forbidden word.
Oh.
So he went around telling everybody that after the show.
It was like Pee-wee's Playhouse. Ever seen Pee-wee's Playhouse?
Yes.
Yeah. Or you said the whole thing and everything. Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, I don't know what the forbidden word is. Is the point? I don't know. I'm confused a little bit.
E-A. L.
Good.
Yeah.
A-L. Also. did not know SAT satire.
Oh.
He also didn't know satire.
Oh.
So when Frank was telling him about the forbidden word, he didn't get this. He didn't understand the satire involved.
Okay, I'm not exactly sure.
We might have another who's not getting the satire.
Uh oh.
We can have Andy explain.
Yeah.
It. She does. Yeah.
Yeah. You know. You know.
Should I say anything? Okay. So, all right. So Frank is doing a satirical piece right now.
Uh-huh.
And and the subject of the satire is forbidden words.
Okay.
And he's making the point about how things are getting so dicey and delicate right now that there's so many things you can't say and think and do.
Yeah, like kill the president or something.
Right.
Yes.
Like...
the bird, the knife. I get it now. Yeah.
Like the P.O., the poets, the poetry reading, like at the poetry reading.
Yeah. Aaron's afraid.
There. They have. A. R. A rule.
Well, they have rules at these readings that you can't say certain things. Oh,
A.
Geez.
If. The family friendly? No, if you. Are. G. O. Going. To. Do anything that will offend anyone. You must T. Tell them ahead of time. See, that was the whole thing.
Yeah.
They wanted in writing exactly what Frank was going to do to make sure that nobody would be offended by what he was going to do. And that was okay. That was acceptable with everybody.
Yeah.
That he would be asked to do that. So thus the satire.
I see. So you were asking me if I was going to do anything forbidden.
So, three. There are 30 forbidden words.
I think I'm going to do all of them. And backwards. No, I wish I could. I wish I had a thing like that, actually.
So, do you have something you want him to do or read something? Which one? Is there a particular piece that has all 30 forbidden words in them? No. Okay. What should I pull out? Who? Who knows? Should I give him something to read? Or does he have something of his own that he's going to read?
What's going on?
Oh, mighty one. Would you please pull something of yours out to read that might have some forbidden words in it?
Okay, I think it has a forbidden sound in it, maybe. I guess. Can I get the orange thing? I've been eyeing it all day. No, not there, the orange guy.
Oh, this guy?
Yeah,
here?
That guy. Yeah, it's all in here. It's all written in here. Yeah.
We K no V A M. We already know vampire is one of the forbidden words.
Okay. I don't know what's going on. I'm going to be on TV. All right. Okay. I'm trying to read.
Wait.
my neighbors are having sex downstairs. My neighbors are having sex downstairs. I can't write it down. The paper would be disgusted. My neighbors are having sex downstairs, and it makes you feel a combination of things, like you're kind of upset and you're kind of confused and you don't know what to do, but you slide your house because your neighbors are, and you miss everybody and you're like, I want to be part of that, but I don't know, they're just a bunch of vampires downstairs and they're having sex downstairs.
Very good.
Thank you.
Got a few words in there, Frank.
No birds, though.
No birds and
knives. All those birds.
And
at least they're not knives.
And you get shit.
Yeah, exactly.
He gets away with that. And
yeah, that's
you,
it.
You get shit. Do you ever have pee problems? Do you ever have problems? Oh, other than the obvious.
what do you mean, like, problems? Problems?
You mean, like, censorship
problems? Oh, censorship problems?
Censorship problems, yeah.
Not really.
Why? Why not?
Why not? I don't know. I think, anyone ever know? No, not really. Nothing to write to Frank about.
No, not really.
I don't know. Is it?
Can you explain that to you?
Well, you know, I once had somebody buy a coloring book. Wanted a coloring book of mine. I can't really think of so many things except for one of the first things I did was this coloring book, and this person said, they said they'll buy it. They wanted to buy the coloring book for their kid, but it had a nipple in it. And they said, I'll buy it if you take the page out. And I said, you can buy it and then do whatever you want with it, but I'm not going to rip it out.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, that's the only thing I could think of. I mean, really, as far
did
as
did they buy it?
They did buy it, yeah. And she ripped it out.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I mean, it was a nipple.
Yeah.
Now, this is a child who probably
has seen a nipple.
Probably just saw a nipple. You know? Was just sucking on a nipple about an hour ago. I don't understand it, but, you know.
She could just see O-L color it in. The mom could before she gave it to the kid.
Yeah. Yeah, strange. I only had one nipple in it. But it's a nipple.
It's also strange that she asked you to do it.
Yeah, I wasn't going to do it.
Yeah.
No, you don't go to a thing. It was like a signing, too. Yeah. All these people came up. You know, there was a line. Can you rip this out of your book? Yeah. Not going to work. Nope. So that goes out to everyone out there in internet land. I'm not going to rip out a nipple. The nipple stays.
I was R E A reading A at M A D M A D I Madison Square Garden. Oh, the kid. Yeah. A. G. I. V. A dive. Madison Square Garden. A dive.
Yeah. Yeah, big. Yeah, hole in the wall.
Yeah. C. O. Coffee. Coffee. C-O-F. Coffee. G. Coffee Ground Cafe. Now that's a spiffy,
yeah,
big time place,
yeah, yeah,
by comparison.
Yeah.
Right. But at Madison Square Garden, there were no stipulations put on Frank before he read, and there were children in the audience.
Huh.
And he read what one might call adult content poems.
And you weren't wearing much.
Oh, and I didn't have any clothes on. Right. Right. I forgot about that. There's that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Because when he does a poetry reading, somebody else, like, so I was reading the actual poem, but Frank has a mic and he's making sounds that go with it. Right. So there I was with no clothes
on.
He
was beatboxing.
That's right. Beatboxing. Don't. T, tell them, don't tell them what? That I didn't have any clothes on? Right. Yeah, we never have mentioned that in the story before. So we read these poems, and it did cross Frank's mind before, because he saw the kids in the audience.
Yeah, yeah.
It was this older black woman with these two or three, I can't remember anymore now, kids, young kids, little kids. And, but, you know, he decides just to do it anyway. So we read the poems, and then that's that. And we're walking through Madison Square Garden later, and this older black woman calls us over. Frank's thinking, oh, fuck. You know, she's going to give us a hard time for reading these poems, mm-hmm, in front of her kids. She says, my little grandson, like 8-year-old kid, after you finished reading your poem, he turned to me and said, Grandma, I'm going to do better now. And he was so moved by Frank's poems. And she said he's, you know, a problem kid in school, mm-hmm, and he, mm-hmm, was just so moved.
Mm-hmm.
So she calls him over to meet Frank. And he's, mm-hmm, standing there kind of looking at Frank, this little kid. And Frank spells out to him on the board, there are no cannots.
Oh, Yoda.
Yeah. That's right. D. But if C. O. Coffee. Yeah.
But that place has rules.
Right? Yeah.
World Madison Square.
World Ground Cafe. World Ground Cafe. East Oakland.
Where are you going to go? You're all these places. You have no place to go.
Right.
Can't go anywhere.
That. K. I. K. That kid. If he had, right, if they had laid that on,
yeah,
Frank at Madison Square Garden, that kid wouldn't have had the experience that he had.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You look at TV, I mean, look at the world he lives in, the,
right,
kid lives in,
right,
you know, and that's,
yeah,
the thing. It's just like you're going to protect them from the, it doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't make sense. It is not a... about kids. They use kids, but that's not what it's about.
Yeah, yeah.
There were five. There were no kids at the World Ground Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all adults.
That's how it works. Rip out the nipple.
Rip out the nipple. That's how it works. Rip out the nipple. There were a lot of N-I nipples there. Where? At the World Ground Cafe. A lot of nipples. you mean the newspaper? So that was the week that the Express was out.
Yeah, so that was
and
it.
So you had everybody sitting in the cafe because they want to read about the people that are standing on the sidewalk in freezing weather reading poetry. So there was a run on the issue. Everybody's running outside to grab an issue of the paper. So you see the nipples as we can't read the poems in the cafe.
In the paper.
Yeah, yeah. They're all sitting there reading the paper, yeah.
Wow. Well, that's how it goes.
They did not get any COM complaints. Nobody got, the cafe didn't get any, whose didn't get any complaints? P. Oh, the paper. That's what he said.
Mm. That's interesting.
Yeah, he was surprised.
They get complaints off of everything.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, I mean, you read those things. They have lots of complaints.
Yeah.
I mean, but that's what happens. I mean, you write things. There's a lot of editorials, so you get a lot of, complaints. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You get a lot of feedback from people, but there's not one complaint, huh?
That's what he wrote. He said he was really surprised that they didn't get
any
complaints.
Yeah, with the cover and everything. Yeah. Huh.
Yeah. S. So. R. Read. More.
Read more? I don't know if I could, I'm trying to think. I mean, I have stuff, but I don't want to read anything I've read before here. Mm. Trying to think of. What's up? What's up?
Well, can you read new stuff, or do you don't have any new stuff? It's been a couple of years.
It's been a couple of years. I didn't know. I just didn't bring it. I didn't memorize it because I've been doing songs.
You could sing.
I can sing. I could sing.
I like how prepared.
Oh, it's supposed to be in interview shows too.
Well, we've been interviewing for an hour. Oh. Okay.
I'll read something.
Okay. Who?
It's playing hard to Frank.
Why are you with him? Turning to Annie. Time to talk to Annie. Why are you with him, Annie?
Because he talks like an announcer.
Because he talks like an announcer.
He's so cute. I like the way he dresses.
He's so cute. She likes the way he dresses. He's puffing up. Like, you can visibly watch him puff up. Somebody's inflated him. A.
I like the way he matches his socks.
Like a N. A N. N. Like an announcer.
I dress like
he
an
dresses
announcer.
Dresses like an announcer.
Well, thank you. Well, I don't know. This is the first time I'm wearing a suit in years. Just for your show.
It. S. H. O. Shows.
Oh. Yeah, I'm pretty uncomfortable. I don't know if it's the questions of the suit.
You are one. You are one of my F.A. favorite A.R. artists.
For a loser. For for a lame loser.
What do you think? You're going to get the bird and the knife? Yeah. Yeah, why are you doing that?
I'm off the board.
He may puff up. Puff up so much that you feel like you have to protect yourself.
Thank you.
How do you get your CHA characters?
How do I get the characters? Like, where do they come from?
Yes.
I don't know. I think they're all over the place. You know, a lot of them are based on things I say. Like schmoop or that sort of thing.
Schmoop.
Yeah, a lot of things, Muffin Eater came from, Muffin Eater came from where did Muffin come from? Muffin Eater kind of is a kind of a complex that all like everyone I met was a lesbian. You know? Maybe I was a lesbian. So I made Muffin Eater. Hi.
Two. Or they, or at least they tell you they're lesbians.
Yeah.
When you're hitting on them.
Oh, yes, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, I'm here. This is, I think Annie's things are in here, too. Annie's things. That's her. But this bee here, let's see. This bee here, you've seen the bee? This bee here has a mustache complex. And he loves himself with some mustache. But it's really tree pollen in the end. But he thinks it's a mustache, so he gets all excited. I don't know where that really came from. But I don't know why he's a bee with a mustache either. But because with a hairy mustache, you can have surfing competitions using peanuts. You know? You could put the peanut on the wave. Treacherous surf man. With a mustache, you can get into exclusive bars because he's dressed like Freddie Mercury. Says, right this way, sir, you know? And it says, with this here bent stick and false chompers, there's no limit to the fun you can have. Hey, who pinched me? Oh, is it that old guy? No bother. It's like having your very own pet on your face. It's so cute. I think I'll call him Pubert. And then the mustache goes, I really have to pee. Oh, the throbbing joy a hairy lip warmer will bring. And then it ends up being pollen on his thing. And then he sneezes and he goes, look, it's my brains. Yeah, see, so even at that point, it's not pollen, it's brains. So I don't know where that came from. It's probably that idea of the mustaches on bees. I don't know where that came from. But and this one here, this Scully and this bird, is just about, as far as the characters, the skull's like this opportunist. He's actually a bird with a skull on his head. You never see the bird. I don't know why, but you never see the bird. But it's like, I'll read it real quick if you don't mind. Is that all right?
Please.
Okay, so instead of reading it, there's a poem. It's a visual poem.
That's right.
It's a poem tree. All right. But they're flowers, Scullies. You have to smell them. I'd rather smell your mama's behind. Come on, take some whiffs. She'll feel better. Smell some yourself, B-movie. I've got big business to attend to.
But flowers are the bestest.
I ain't no hummerbird, Buzzface.
U-R-J-E-R-K. I'm out of here.
Good, because I got big business to attend to anyways. Big business. Later that day, I'm going to bottle the flowers' alluring smell, and I'll have one click, and I'll be a rich boy. And the day after, I can't sell a single bottle. No one wants this stuff. They're damn sneeches. It says two for a dollar. No, free love. Two for free love. And without money, I can't buy my girl's flowers. That's her headstone. And everyone else already has. And it says, Scully's girl, all she wanted was flowers.
Aww.
Yeah. So real quick, that whole idea there was all, like, the bee was saying, sniff the flowers. He says, no, I'm not going to sniff the flowers. I got big business. What is he doing? He's bottling flowers. He's bottling the flowers instead of sniffing them, right? And then he's selling them the smell, selling them the bees, right, instead of smelling the real stuff. And why is he raising all his money? Well, so he can buy flowers for his...
Silly boy.
Yeah, I mean, and that right there, I guess, is kind of on the whole idea of kind of like me relaxing, you know, because me, pretty much, right? I mean, it's just kind of, right? It was just kind of, you know, and all his girlfriend wanted was flowers. And he didn't give it because he was always big business bottling flowers. Doesn't that make any sense?
Is it autobiographical? Is he like that? Is he like that?
Yeah. I didn't know that when I did that, but when I look back on it, I said, you know, I mean, there's this whole cycle thing, but you're missing the point. You know, you're not smelling the flowers a lot. Yeah, I don't think I smell the flowers enough.
But he wouldn't admit it, he just wrote the thing.
Yeah.
He wouldn't admit it, he just wrote the thing.
Yeah. I didn't know until I read it, and I was like, why did I do that? Oh.
When did you know it? When you read it after you wrote it?
Yeah, afterwards. Yeah. Afterwards. When the book came out.
Yeah. S. So. Why? So do you. N. Now. Smell the flowers?
Not as much, no. I'm working on it.
You're learning.
Yeah, I'm learning.
How.
Yeah.
He's learning.
I'm trying. Yeah. I don't know.
He's learning.
It's hard. I'm a pretty serious person, you know? I do a lot of goofy stuff, but I'm pretty serious. I'm really boring.
S-E-C-R serious G-O-O Goofy?
Yeah.
Seriously goofy?
Seriously stupid, yeah. Yeah, that's me.
R, A, rather than goofy, serious.
I think I know what you mean. Well, see, my business is being goofy. Like my life. My business, I say life. See, right there, business life.
Right.
I'm right there. I just said it. Right. And what I mean is, like, my whole, the way I live my life is very, it's like, it's militant, almost, like, the way I live, like, my ethics and the way I live. It's, I get up, I work all the time, you know? Do it yourself all the time. And it's, that kind of taken over. It's taken over a little bit. But I'm doing everything I love to do all the time, but it's just all the time so much that there's nothing else. Kind of consuming.
Well, tell them the theory about not getting a couch.
Oh, yeah. Well, what is the theory? You tell me.
Tell him the theory about not getting a couch. Yeah, tell us.
I asked him why he doesn't have a couch. He's like, well, that would make me relax.
Well, that would make me sit. Well,
it would make him sit down.
Yeah, see, when I fall asleep, like, how long does it take me to fall asleep? Like,
2 seconds.
2 seconds. I'm like a level.
You know, when we first started dating,
when the bubble,
I was his couch. He's like, "You're kind of my couch. I have a couch."
Yeah, like when the bubble centers, I fall right to sleep, and it's because I'm sitting or sleeping. There's no lounging. See, lounging. Well, that's why people can't sleep at night. It's because their body doesn't know when they're sleeping or sitting. Right?
Uh-huh.
That's the problem. So but the problem is like I never do that. I never do that kind of thing. It's always like, or sleep. So I fall asleep instantly, and I wake up instantly too. Wake up, like
ready to go,
like instantly.
W H I, which is Y U R A. And ran out the door at Burnt Ramen. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
He said, which is why you ran out the door at Burnt Ramen. J A the jam would relax you.
Yeah, probably. Probably. I kind of fear that stuff. Yeah. I fear that stuff. That's why I can't watch TV. I mean, I'll watch a movie, but that I'll be like, okay, I watch a movie, and then that'll be it. Done. Out. Out. Titles. Go. You know? Credits. Psh, gone.
F. O. R. E. Foreplay. Is there foreplay?
Is there foreplay? What? How you doing?
Yes.
Of a sort.
That's a lot of work.
Foreplay?
Yeah, it's a lot of work.
So you can relate to it.
There's a lot of work.
Yeah, it's work. Yeah. There's a lot of work there.
Falls into the work category. How about after P? Play? Is there after play?
You're right to sleep. Right to sleep. And wake up! Yeah, you like that one. Yep, put that on TV. Smoke it. Put that in your TV and smoke it. Yep. I'm a lover man.
Not... Even, A, C, U, C, I, cigarette.
No, not even no smokes.
Candy
no.
Cigarettes.
No, no cigarettes. Yeah. No cigarettes. No.
Lozenger.
No. No. Lozenger. A menthol lozenge. Yeah, a little tar.
T. R. Try. Try A. B. U. B. Bubble. B. A. Bubble bath.
A bubble? Oh.
After. Try a bubble bath after sex.
Oh, okay. So. S-O.
Keep crossing that line, Frank.
Yeah. Yeah, first time I was on your show, you tried to get me get naked or something. I think you said, yeah.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, I think I was.
You didn't do it, though.
Oh, no. No, but you gotta ask, right? I guess that's the thing.
S. So. You brought it up.
No.
Yeah. So, no. No. You go right
e.
to sleep. You don't want that.
Hey. Oh, Extreme Elvis?
Yeah.
Always ends up taking his
clothes
off.
Yeah, of course.
Every time he's on this show, it ends up him and Frank sitting there with their pants down.
Yeah. See, I told you I'm boring. I don't know why you put me on the show.
We. Me. Are you rubbing his cock? Yeah, that was the last show. Frank had his hand in his crotch for about 20 minutes with their pants. Was that with the pants down or before the pants? With the pants down, yeah.
Yeah.
A. As. A. P. R. Pretty. Pretty girl, watch.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, well, how do I live up to those things? You know? You're like, okay, look at the calendar. Annie Sprinkle can't come by. Extreme Elvis. Vomit Eater can't come. Let's see. Naked Lesbian Hairy Lady can't come. Doctor Sex Lady won't let me on her site for free, won't come.
Have you tried to get her?
No. Well, she sends me these emails all the time, and it's like, all this stuff is happening. $4.99. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm like, oh, that sounds... It all costs money, you know? I'm going to take me off your list if it doesn't cost money. I'm sorry, you know?
Yeah. It's free on Lover.
Is that
she
what
has
it
a
is?
Show on Lover oh, you can watch for free.
Right after this.
Right after this.
Oh, right after this. Right
every
after
Sunday
this.
Night.
Right after this on Lover.
The stuff you have to pay $4.99
yes.
for on
look
Saturday
at
night.
Added
you get
value.
For free on yeah. Sunday night.
Yeah.
W S T A. Stay tuned. May. Maybe. The. O. P. E. O. P. R. No, maybe the. P. R. E. T. T. Pretty. Pretty. Pretty girl. Will. Get. Naked. Is Annie the pretty girl we're talking about? The pretty girl. if the G goofy guy S no.
You didn't say goofy guy. Was that if the
G.
If the stupid lame-o.
If the
Craig Moore, big penis.
Wait, I was just okay. If the I got if the all right. G O O G O O Goofy. See, he was saying
yeah.
Goofy. S.
He was a good guy.
E.
Guy.
S E R. S E R.
Serious.
The goofy serious guy. Will. Not. Will not.
Oh, maybe she'll get naked if he won't.
Yeah.
I think he'd have an easier time getting me naked.
Oh, right. He thinks we'd have an easier time yeah. getting him naked.
Yeah. That's what I think. But I don't know. There's many crazy powers in the shaman den.
Why do you say that? He says, why do you say that?
Yeah, yeah.
Why do you say that he'd have an easier
because
time?
I know her better than you do. But I don't know. Who knows? Frank Moore's always got pictures to prove it. Kissing show. That's Frank Moore show. The kissing show. Kiss and tell show.
Do you want, have, do you think she is, do I think he's, do I think she is, no, who are you talking to? Attaboy. Do you think she is... Why? Why do you think she is... I... You... Uptight? Why do you think she's uptight?
I don't know. She's hanging out with me.
Because she's hanging out with him.
I don't know. I don't know.
I'm not uptight.
Are you not uptight? Okay.
W.
You're uptight.
E.
I'm uptight.
Well, she said she's not uptight.
Yeah. Well, you ask her. You ask her. Do you want to get naked on the Frank Moore show?
No.
No.
But I would probably get naked faster than you would.
Really? You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How do you say that?
Well, why do you say that?
Come on, Frank. Oh, you love it.
I got something going, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. That was his device. Yeah. Pull the string, Frank. Pull the string. Hunted, despised.
Got a timer in the other
room. You said pull the string, Frank. Yeah. Pull the string. Did he answer your question about why does he think she's uptight? No, I don't. Did you answer his question? Why do you think she's uptight?
No, I didn't.
He didn't. No, because you... Thank you. All right. So why do you think she's upset?
Why do I think... I don't know. I don't think... No, I don't think... I don't know. She's not... Help me!
What?
I don't know.
You. You said... She. You said... It... Gives... It's... It not... Her... You said it, not her.
Yeah, you're right. I think she's uptight.
She?
Because.
I don't know.
She asked why.
What, reasons? I don't know. You got me stumped here.
It's because he really wants to get naked, and he was just...
Is that what it is? Okay. Yeah, I
think buttons his jacket.
I think I agree. I think I'm more uptight than you are. I think that's true.
He agrees. He thinks he is more uptight than she is.
Yeah.
Why? How? How?
Well, it took me, I think it took me about, 8 years or something to take my hat off.
Your relationship?
Oh, no, it took, like...
Oh, you mean in life?
It took a long time, yeah.
In life?
Yeah, in life. But, no, probably about 15, maybe 15 years. Long time.
But you take it off now?
Yeah.
I have to get mad at him to relax, that's what it is.
You have to get mad at
now
him
like Mom,
until he can relax.
When she gets mad at him, then he'll relax.
I have to remind him to relax.
Get mad at him.
No, not angry. I never get mad at him.
You get mad at me? You get mad at me? Why are you getting mad at me? Why are you yelling at me? Stop yelling! You're scaring me! Stop yelling in my face! What's going on? You have Tourette's! What's going on? You're gonna get tickled! You're gonna get tickled!
L. O. Lower.
Oh, yeah. Doesn't matter. Man or woman or child on the Frank Moore show. Sure.
Not C.
Okay. Cross the line.
What? Not C.
Not children.
Not children. Yeah.
That would be a different program. In another country. On another station.
S. So. Get mad at him. So we can see him get relaxed. So we can see him relax.
No, he's relaxed now.
He's relaxed now?
Yeah, this is me relaxed. I know. Yeah, you can't
ouch.
see if you don't have the X-ray vision to see
the seat.
You don't see the heartburn. The heartburn, right? Constant heartburn. Indigestion, migraines. It's all coming on. Yeah. But you know what? I'm this most relaxed I've been all day. Yeah.
You are D, doing, D-O, N, Don, K, N, O, Don Knotts.
I'm Don Knotts. Thank you.
In.
Can I be a smother brother or something? I want to be a smother. Not a Don Knotts. I am Don Knotts. I thought you said I was a black man last time I was here.
I thought you said you were a white guy trying to be a black man.
I'm Don Knotts trying to be Samuel Jackson. That explains the outfit.
No. W. O. No wonder. Why? You. Why you? F. A. L. Fall.
No wonder I fall asleep.
Fall asleep. After sex.
Yeah. You quote, man. You know what? It's like you know what I said. Like you quote, but it's like more painful. It's more. It takes a while, so it's like you know what, you remember and you bring it back, and I can't stop you because you can't interrupt. You can't. That's the thing. That's why he wins. That's why Frank Moore wins, because you can't interrupt him. You can't interrupt you, right? Right? You know it. You know it. Right? It's true. It's true. See, I'm doing it now. Yeah, right? Right? Frank falls asleep. See? Why are you so insecure? I'm so insecure around Frank. I don't know.
Well, S. A. Well, say. S. Says. Will says. Will says, I can not, I cannot do S-T-A stand-up monologue, yeah, because I don't have
time.
Timing, he said. Oh. Yeah. He can't do stand-up monologue stuff because he doesn't have timing. But he also said that he's sure that you would do it if someone dared you to do it or you had to or something like that. Yes. In fact, you do it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I have a F A N. Oh, your fantasy. He has this fantasy act of going to one of the comedy clubs during like their kind of open mic thing, yeah, or whatever it is. And doing a stand-up routine without a board or pointer or anything.
Really?
Doing this. And also having some hecklers out in the audience that give him a hard time for being a crippled guy. Uh-huh.
Like an Andy Kaufman, like with the thing, yeah.
Andy Kaufman-esque, yes. Yeah.
Or Frank Moore-esque.
Frank Moore-esque, yeah.
Wink, wink. Yeah, yeah.
We've almost done it a few times when we've been in Los Angeles, but not quite got there.
Wow. Yeah, that would be good. They need that. Because, man. Yeah, me and Burke did a bunch of things where I would be a stand-up person and do stand-up jokes about airplanes and babies and, you know, about being a black man. And about being, you know, what the difference between men and women are. And I would do that, and Ben would go, set up, pop reference while I was talking, and people didn't know he was the...
Part of the
we
act.
Would start it. We would go to stand-up. We've done stand-up places.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd always go in, and it would either go really well or go awful. But it would, either way, it was like 50-50. The crowd would love us or they'd hate us, depending on how they felt. But we'd go in there, and I would, a lot of times we'd start it with, I would get up, hey, how you doing? Yeah, great. Yeah, good to see you here. Yeah, who's from Philly? You know, and he'd be like, you know, he would say what I was doing as I said it.
Yes.
Yeah. And they were like, they didn't know if I was having to tell them to shut up and stuff. And what are you doing? Shh.
Oh, my.
And they didn't know when we'd start with it. That was fun.
I think you think I would go over well. You think your act idea would go over well?
50-50. The big pie. Yeah, I don't know. I think, yeah. I think it's worth doing.
Right.
It's certainly worth doing. Yeah.
What are you looking at? Oh, Extreme Elvis. Yeah, that's Frank is Extreme Elvis up there, that photograph.
Yeah, yeah. Picture. No.
You heard that he
Yeah, he did Extreme Elvis and
and they didn't tell anybody at the time.
Yeah.
Including his band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you gotta come out and do Attaboy and Burke. Yeah.
Come out and do Attaboy and Burke.
I could do that.
Is that you doing Attaboy and Burke?
Oh boy. He'll give you the pump. You want the pump? Oh, and fall asleep. I get it.
Aww.
You win. Frank Moore always wins. Fall asleep.
Were you doing both of them?
Yeah.
Were you doing both? Were you doing both of them? Were you just being Attaboy? He was just being you.
Yeah.
This is Burke.
That's the arm right.
D.
You want to go on tour? I don't need him anymore. Forget it. Attaboy and Frank.
Will. Don't. No. Why. Don't know all. My T.A. talents. Will Harper doesn't know all of Frank's talents.
His mimicry talents.
His mimicry talent.
You're that, what's his name? Don Knotts. No. No. I said he's fighting me now. It's over.
Did you R.E. Reed L. My May My Will Harper poem? Have you read Frank's Will Harper poem?
Yeah, I think so.
Will Harper was no Ansel Adams.
Oh, yes.
Ansel Adams was no Will Harper.
Yeah, about being photos, taking photos and things.
Yeah.
That is true.
S. So. B. A. Back. Up. S. I. N.
Backup singer. In May?
Backup singer in May. Yes.
I have to check the band
Saturday,
calendar, but I'll do
Saturday,
it.
It's Saturday, May 3rd.
I'll ask Burke, but I'll do it. If we don't have the gig, I'll do it.
No. W O R no word. It's no words.
Oh, okay.
It's all sounds.
Okay. Oh yeah? Like
whatever you come up with.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm down with that. All right, can I bring the pump?
Yes. Can he bring his pump? Yes.
All right. I'm down. I got to check the gig schedule, but if not, I'll be there.
No. F. I. R. No fire. This time, you're opting for no pyrotechnics this time.
Last time
we had some pyrotechnics.
Oh, okay. Oh, you
a
did.
Couple, actually,
you
a did. Couple. Okay. A our drummer set his cymbals on fire.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And then there was an act earlier. I don't know if that was the last show or the show before. I can't. They're all blurring together.
Yeah, same show.
Michael Pepe did
I know Michael Pepe. Yeah.
He had some
blowtorch
going during his act.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
No pyrotechnics this time.
I'll refrain from making jokes.
You'll refrain from what? Making jokes?
Yes.
He's going to refrain from making jokes.
Just sounds, no words.
Why? You mean right now you're refraining from making jokes? Oh, he said why.
Why?
Go ahead, make some jokes.
No.
Bad taste jokes. Huh?
Yes.
R. O. R. O. A. S. T. What? Roast? Roast them? Roast them. He's telling you to roast them, and he's kind of making a tasteless joke in the process.
Yes.
You know, and there's also like, is it a double entendre?
Yeah, there's
like
many entendre the giant going on here. Yes. So.
Want. Think. Why. All. The. All the time. At. K. I. M. Chemos. B. Oh, Bob Madigan, when he would set his pubic hairs on fire.
Oh, I don't know.
Lead singer of Fluff Girl, and did many shows with him. And he would always set his pubic hair, get the flashlight, the lighter going, pull his pants down and set his pubic hairs on fire.
How did he grow it back between shows?
And he also set his hair on fire, so his hair was all like missing sections.
Yeah, but
well, I think he was strategic. He kind of had to make sure that he had enough hair for all the gigs.
Yeah.
But all the times when he did that, if that had gone up, we'd be out of here.
Yeah.
We figured we would just die.
Yeah.
We wouldn't even try to
all
get out.
All the pubic hair.
Because we would die. Yeah.
You had a lot of pubic hair?
He doesn't have a lot of pubic hair.
No.
No.
Luckily.
What?
Yeah.
Luckily.
That's scary business.
Every. Where. I. P. Play. Is. Upstairs. Except for ramen. So every place that we perform, that we play, is upstairs. So
no elevators.
We would not be, and it's carrying Frank up a flight or so upstairs. So when we're watching all these people burning
all this stuff,
we wouldn't even try to get out. We would just stand there because it would be useless to try to get Frank down a flight of stairs with everybody going nuts.
Oh, forget it. Wow. Well, on that note, I just put a marshmallow on there and we'll go. Jeez.
They need D R dry Dry ice. Yeah. Who's they? The ones who do pyrotechnics? Just do a dry ice instead. Safer, or in addition, to be able to put the fire out.
Dry ice will put it out?
Yeah, I don't know. Will dry ice put it out? You don't think so? It would look good.
Yeah.
It would look good. So there's that. Yeah. S. So. You. Don't. You don't have any. N. E. New. Poems to read.
I have some new. I just on the spot. I mean, I have them, but I don't. Yeah, hey, right in front of me, huh?
H-E. He don't. No, H-E-R. Here. You don't have any new poems here.
I have some. They're in my head.
Oh.
But I just, if you give me a topic, if you give me a topic, give me a topic, I can, you know, I'm trying to, you know, try to feel it out.
You need a topic,
yeah.
So you have like a whole bibliography thing going.
Yeah, whole thing.
Okay, D, all right, D-O, N, Don,
Don Knotts. Knotts, okay, thank you.
Don Knotts, that's the subject.
Okay.
Is that the subject?
Oh, boy.
After sex. Don Knotts after sex. What do you got?
Okay. all right. I have. Let's see. Can you help me? No. Okay. I have. What? What are you doing?
I love your. Wanting your timing. He loves your timing.
Oh, he loves my timing. Thank you. Okay. Okay, I'm trying to remember. I'm trying to think of what would be appropriate, you know? Or inappropriate. Being that it's the Frank Moore Show. I'm trying to figure out what would be inappropriate for the Frank Moore Show. Will it be a sound? A nostril flare with dry ice.
That S U I suits that suit something about that suit.
Something about the suit.
Do a poem that works with that suit. Is I-N-A-P inappropriate.
Oh.
That suit is inappropriate.
It's inappropriate for the Frank Moore Show?
Yes.
And that is why it was, that's why
perfect.
It was worn.
Yeah.
Because it's inappropriate.
It's inappropriate.
For the Frank Moore Show.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
W-H- I, which means, which L, M, A, makes it appropriate.
Yeah.
Its inappropriateness makes it appropriate.
Yes.
You're stalling for him, aren't you?
Yeah, I know. Wow, that's very nice of you. I'm like stunned right now. I'm just, I mean, I have a list of things. I'm speechless.
Speechless. P.
That's my job. Speechless.
U. N. Punch. D. Punch drunk. He's punch drunk.
Yeah.
A, H, A, S, has been. He's a has.
Oh, thank you. All right, now it's time to go. That's time to go. I'm trying to.
And that's supposed to egg you on to.
Yeah, I know. I know. Yeah. I was thinking, help me out here.
I'm crying. It's okay.
Help me out here. We'll have to call Burke and get him here.
What's the last poem that you wrote?
Last poem I wrote?
On the help, and I'm sorry.
I don't write a lot. I mean, I've been writing all this. We were writing the songs.
What about the words of the doctor song?
Oh, yeah. We're doing, writing this doctor song, and I guess that would be like doctor incises precisely hypodermic, so nicely taps a long forgotten vein. The doctor dissects for applauses, has infected your gauzes, means less mess to explain. You know, that sort of thing. That's just 1 second of the song.
You know, okay? I am no and
the
what else happens?
You can scream all you want, and there's no one to hear. The objects look much larger than they appear. You can take away the body and away the pain, but no scream can remove the bloods from the stains. And there's another part to that. But yeah, that's probably the last thing I wrote. Zero. Zero. I get a zero. Help me out here.
What about the Mary Poppins song?
At L. At least. L. At least it is B. E. Better.
Brief.
Better than. Better than the. L. A. Last. P. Poet.
Yeah.
The last poet we had on the show, at least that was better than his poem.
The last poet or my last poem?
No, the last poet.
The last poet. Oh, really? Yeah. What happened there?
He's knocking into his last guest.
Really? Wow. Who's up next? Who's after me? See, that's what I want to know. I don't take it as a compliment. I want to know who's after me, because I'm screwed here.
That means that it's not over when it's over. There's more.
Yeah.
We did not, you, and understand
anything, yeah.
Anything he said.
Yeah.
We did that.
Get off my board!
We acted like we understood.
Oh, is that what it is?
That's what he's saying.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So at least you can get that one.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, all right. I got okay. that. Yeah.
The neighbor's having sex downstairs.
I totally got that one. That was very clear.
Yeah.
And entertaining.
Okay, how about this one? It's short. Right. Adjust the searchlight, just ain't working. Paint is peeled, it's cracked, it's certain. We mended it with pins we made ourselves. You would sound good underwater. You would flirt with your own daughter. You would shine in the fluorescent borealis. Adjust the searchlight, this just ain't working. How about that? You understand that? No. No.
Did you understand it?
What?
He's asking Annie.
No.
No? Okay.
It is not just me.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Mysterious.
It's a mysterious poem.
Yeah.
He's doing the hand gestures, yeah. Teresa. When, where, would you, are, read, one of my poems?
Sure.
N, A, Naked? Yeah. No, that's not it. That's the name of the poem.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Naked.
Thank God you don't have Tourette's. You'd be like, F and FF. Cow. Cow, F. Cow.
You.
That would just be too much.
You should have. S, you should have seen me on L S D.
Oh yeah. Oh jeez. Oh boy. Your colors were seeing people.
One. One. That was you spelling out. J. J.
Yep. That's how it was, huh? Yep.
Who? S. Who says I don't have time?
Exactly.
Naked poles? Was that the one? Naked poles? Okay. Is that in, oh, you already got it out? Oh, my God, Mikey.
He's a producer.
He's a producer.
Here, and there's some paper. You see that green thing? You should open that up while I'm, I want to show Frank that.
All right. Let me see where it is.
Naked pole.
It keeps going.
Oh, really? Okay. So for pacing.
All right, so it starts there.
Okay.
All right, so you want this. Then, this. R E requires C R A crazy voices.
Oh yeah? I don't think I can do that.
What what are you H, U, S, what are you using? No, H, no, sorry. What are you? U, S, E, use for? What are you used for then?
What
are you good for
what
then?
What are you good for? No poems, no voices. Forget it. Forget it. Fall asleep. It's over. It's over. Washed up. Done. All right.
All right. Here we go. We're ready.
All right.
We're ready.
All right. Tap me on the shoulder. There we go. All right. Ripping paper! Revealing the beautiful rough wood buried under all of those littering words, ideas, comma, events, comma, messages, images of humans gone out. Return of control, comma, seeking contact right out. On the street, where anyone and everyone can see and read and get tempted, get distracted, comma, get pulled into I don't know what. All on the telephone poles on my avenue. Beautiful telephone poles. So I make my rounds, pulling, ripping, making our world neat again, making it safe and comfortable and pleasant again, and Taurus and Macy's turn the page after all. Ideas stapled up everywhere are disturbing, disquieting, and messy. I don't look or read as I rip. I just listen, then pat the nude wood, then move on to the next pole, covered in scales of communication, of strange communities and subcultures who don't know that there are right and correct channels of communication. Buy an ad on a bus bench. For Pete's sake. Ever hear of the classifieds? Get a review, you lying Nixons and funky head shrinkers. Whatever you are, they are probably oily, slimy, dark, so-called beat punk poets writing pages upon pages upon pages upon... No sense of order. Or of correct style. They wonder why sensible papers don't list their whaling sessions. So they deface my natural beautiful poll with their crude, rude announcements. Is your mutt lost? Check the pound. Lost child? See the police. But I'm getting carried away. I leave missing persons and wanted posters up as a public service. After all, the cops always wink and smile, except when I tried to burn the disgusting flyers off. If got out of control, but I will keep control. Cops and managers of upscale chain stores and their city beautification committee. All smile and wink as I pass. I'm their agent. I do what they want until they pass a law. There will be a law because there should be one against this rubbish of scum. And when that day comes, as it surely will, the Chamber of Commerce will reward me with a scroll and a grant in the position of the keeper of the polls, complete with handcuffs. For anyone, I catch pinning words to Nudewood. I don't care if it's Martin Luther nailing his protest, Robin Hood posting his demands to the evil sheriff, Tom Paine banging his broadsides at up every crossroads and outside every tavern in the land, Ben Franklin plastering his newspaper all over town with an E, the girly posters by that French dwarf, or what have you. J. It's not a question of censorship or free speech. We should keep things in their proper places, keep neat order. Now, I'm willing to let the real politicians have the use of my polls only during elections. After all, I'm American. But the rest of the year, the polls must be nude.
Woo!
Here you go. No flow to it, huh?
U G O, you got in to it. H A L, halfway through it.
Oh yeah. Well, I only read it the first time. You know? Come on. You know? Takes a while to figure out what it's about. I didn't get the southern accent until the three quarters in.
Where are you performing?
We're performing next? Or performing.
Yeah. What do you want to plug?
Well, last night we played, where did we play?
Not last night, because people can't go there.
Oh, okay.
He's letting you plug future events.
Oh, I'm plugging. All right.
You're plugging.
Plug one.
For the listeners.
Odeon viewers. Bar. The Odeon Bar. And on March 8th, the Odeon Bar.
Is with that a bunch San Francisco? Of crazy
in San Francisco on Mission in Valencia. I have an art show on this. On the, what are you snoring? Here, sleepy. On March 7th, I got an art show at Culture Cash Gallery, and then the next day, the Odeon show with Attaboy and Burke with the full band.
And the art show, your drawings.
Yeah, all the drawings and things and paintings and banners and garbages.
Yeah, is that going to stay up for a while?
That's going to stay up for a month, yeah, the Culture Cash Gallery over on by 16th Street.
Are the... F C A R D B cardboard. Oh, those big cardboard things. Are they going to be part of the show?
Oh, the big wooden things? Wooden things? No, they won't be in that one. No, because yeah. I did that before.
Yeah, this is a new show.
Yeah, this is a new show. So I'm still working on it. Yeah, this will all be new things. This will be called Glob Farmers.
Glob Farmers.
Because we're Glob Farmers. Yeah, it's me and KRK Ryden. It's a duo show. So, yeah, that'll be good. We'll have many globs.
And M A and M A May. May 3rd.
May 3rd.
Backup singer.
Yeah, backup singer. Yeah, and May 3rd I'll be backup singing. Actually backup sounding for Frank Moore and his Camel Cam.
Late. And it will be late.
And
it'll
be late.
So
even if I had a thing,
you could be there after.
I could be there after.
That's
exactly.
Right. That's right. We won't go on before midnight.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's not far from my house. So I'll be there.
Right.
All right.
Yeah. And also, what you should give your website.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. It's LUVER.com. Yeah. It's yumfactory.com and attaboyandburke.com. Is that how you close out every interview?
You. Have. A. A. N. N. Annie, another A-N-N-O, annoying, S-I-G, N, sign, on, B, T, on BTV. Did you ever notice that on they have the community bulletin board on BTV? That's the Berkeley Public Access Channel, and they thank people who have donated their music, and your Attaboy and Burke has been thanked for like months and months.
Really?
And months.
I've never seen that.
Oh, I've never seen that.
No.
Thank Atomic something.
Atomic Batteries of Power.
Yes, they. T. A. Take, yeah, they take our stuff off. They run it the minimum amount of time.
Oh, really? And they put my thing on?
And your thing has been on for months and months.
Really? Really? The video? That video?
No, it's not the video. It's just a thank you for you giving it to them.
Wow.
I actually haven't seen the video or heard it.
Yeah.
It's just a thank you.
Yeah.
So you're constantly getting advertised that you exist and that you have this out.
Well, I exist.
Yeah. We try to get them to run the thing for Lover.
Yeah.
They run it for like the 30 days max.
Oh, really?
It's out of here. Yeah.
We got the pull.
You got the pull, too.
Must be doing something wrong, right?
Is that a wrap?
That's
Attaboy
a wrap.
Has been the guest.
Yeah.
And Annie. And,
Blink. Blink.
And this is Lover. Don't G O don't go away A asleep W don't go asleep after sex.
Okay.
You say words of wisdom. These are words of wisdom. E N, enjoy her.
Okay.
The parting words. After S H U S H U now S U get, no, Susie, after Susie Block tonight, cops. No, that's not what you said to play. You wanted to play the UC Berkeley one? Isn't that right? Yeah. Blackout. It's getting late.
Yeah.
After Susie, so Susie Block starts like in an hour. Yeah. Jay. And then around 11:30, we are going to play the video from the illegal performance at UC Berkeley. And now your player is going to stop, hit play again. This is Lover.